Did you know that kindness breeds happiness? Really? Did you know that kindness breeds happiness? That means that kindness for you. Do this kind of thing, it breeds your happiness of others. Are you aware of that action? This month, May, we are day as a phrase, and it means to be alert, to be on alert, and you can choose to be on alert for the opportunities to be kind, and since kindness breeds happiness, you are thereby also being on alert for an opportunity to be happy. And who doesn't want that, right? So for the next 20 or so minutes, I'm going to share some stories and ideas that will motivate you, inspire you, and yeah, even kick you in the yeah butt to be on alert for those opportunities for kindness. Because right, after all, who does not want happiness in their life? And kindness is one surefire way to get some happy into your life. I am Dr. Arlette. I am your inner life coach. I train your everyday thoughts to uncover your greatness. Didn't you already? It's already ready already, this greatness. Your greatness is your kindest, happiest, and most wise self. And you are already all that. That is you, truly. You don't need to change. You need only uncover that aspect of you. Allow that to emerge. In short, uncover your happy. And this show, Listen Within, number 14-2019, and every show is always designed and aimed at teaching you about paths, methods, stories, where the awfulizing that we do with our limited and negative thinking gets alterated by our kindness. That means those I can't, oh, I'm not enough, ooh, they're bad and I'm good, no, wait a minute, I'm bad, they're good stories that we tell ourselves inside, those stories that limit us in any way, but especially limit our happiness, they get to be dissolved, melterated by your own kindness. When you exercise kindness for yourself and others, it's automatic. Then happiness can emerge, can be uncovered. And it does automatically become uncovered when you are your kindest, happiest, best you. Plus, on this show, you lucky listeners, today you get to meet Jerry Roizentool. Let me spell that name because it's difficult to remember, and I'm going to be spelling it over and over in the show because I want you all to check this wonderful guy out. That's Roizentool. He is an international business coach, speaker, and trainer. And Jerry is going to share his own way and method for acting on kindness and explain how that leads to happiness. But for now, let me go back to that question that we opened with. Did you know that kindness breeds happiness? Okay, all right, I'll give you a story about how this started to crystallize for me. Years ago, I was practicing law in Los Angeles. Yes, I used to be a lawyer, and now I have a PhD in philosophy and religion and two masters. But years ago, when I was practicing law, I was going to court a lot, and I was in LA. So I don't know if any of you know about that system over there, but you don't get to park right next door or in the front like sometimes they show on TV. You got to park maybe a block or two away at some parking structure, and then you got to walk with your briefcase that hopefully isn't too heavy all the way to the courthouse, no matter what the weather. But fortunately in LA, it was usually not inclement weather, as they say. I walk by many of what we would generally refer to as street people or homeless people. All ages, colors, sizes, with or without somebody, with or without pets. And many were sleeping right there in daylight, under blankets or on top of them. Some were standing, some were playing instruments, some just talking about anything to anybody, and sometimes even to nobody. or at least nobody that we could see. They were all seeking, though, somehow seeking. And to me, the seeking was about kindness. They were seeking kindness because to me, that's really what we all seek from others and from ourselves. Kindness means there is a trust present. And trust, let me tell you, without any doubt, that is the most precious gift we give to each other. In the giving of trust, we automatically give respect and care. So for me, kindness is the threshold. So as I walked by these wonderful people, I wanted to give them something. And I didn't always carry cash, and I wasn't really inclined to give them cash. So within a couple of days of realizing that there were almost always the same people, and there were a lot of them, I started buying small boxes of raisins. It's a healthy treat and it had lots of iron, and each individual box meant that they had their own raisins and they didn't have to reach into a bag and get everything, you know, dirty from each other. They could have their own box. So I brought lots of boxes in my briefcase. Fortunately, they weren't heavy to add to my load. I would have carried them anyway. But I was able to put one box in each person's hand. And sometimes, if they were sleeping, I just placed it gently in their lap. After a couple of times of doing that, they all started calling me the Raisin Lady. And they'd greet me, "Hey, Raisin Lady, how you doing?" And I go, "Hey, guys, what's going on? Here, have some raisins." And my sadness for them at their plight was somewhat lifted because we joined each other on a very human level. Because they were happy to see me and say hello, and I was so happy to see them and look in their faces and smile and hand them their box of raisins. Just because. One of them even proposed marriage. How about that? See, to me, the very definition of kindness involves action. It requires action, not just a feeling, "Oh, I feel kind, let me send prayers and stuff." That's all good. Nothing bad about that. But really, truly, kindness requires action. And that action inevitably breeds your happiness and the happiness of others. It's just that way. Kindness is about care and connection for self and others. It's a category of action. So in order to know what is the most kind thing you can do in any one moment, here, use this question and get happy by being kind. Here's the question. What is my opportunity for greater care and connection for self and others right now? Right now. Write and tell me about your own kind actions and how they resulted in happiness for you and for others. I'll share them here, and then I'll be able to validate that you are an ARKist, capital A-R-K-ist, along with all of us who use ARKism, capital A-R-K-ism, as our approach to life. See, that's something I developed a little while ago. I'm one of those philosopher types, you might have guessed. ARKism, capital A-R-K, acts of random kindness. Kindness demands action. And sometimes there is a kind of randomness. There's a kind of spontaneity. There's a kind of, "I'm not doing this to get. I am simply doing this because." That's, to me, and in this context, what random means. So acts of random kindness. It's simply an approach to life. It's simple. It's not easy, but it is simple. And when it works, as in the example I just told you, it breeds your happiness and the happiness of others automatically. Now, in short, ARKism is about kindness and happiness, and to activate those kind and happy experiences in your life, to let it emerge, to uncover that, you can always and forever use the question, what is my opportunity for greater care and connection for self and others right now? I look forward to reading your stories about kindness and for having you join our growing international community of ARKists. For now, however, I really want to switch gears a bit and introduce you to my special guest, Jerry Roizentool. Again, that's Roizentool. Jerry is an international business coach, speaker, and trainer. In fact, he has a leadership summit coming here very soon. It will be in Costa Mesa, which is in Southern California, on Saturday, July 13. He'll tell us more about that in a little bit. But for now, I want you to know that you can connect with Jerry via his website, championmentorship.com. Champion, as in winner, mentorship, as in training. .com. I'll spell that once for you. Champion, C-H-A-M-P-I-O-N, all one word with mentorship, M-E-N-T-O-R-S-H-I-P, championmentorship.com. His focus is on mindset and leadership development. Jerry, hey, welcome to the show, buddy. How are you?
Good afternoon, Dr. Arlette. I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing very well. I'm always enjoying speaking to our fellow artists out there.
And I am one of them.
Yes, I really. See, I want to start off, if you could share your own story of a time when perhaps kindness led to either your happiness or realizing that you increased the happiness for others.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I have a 16-year-old son. His name is Josh. And I have, since he's been a little kid, I have always tried to teach him about kindness and generosity, because I firmly believe that it's so important for us to teach and educate the next generation, the up-and-coming generation, on what kindness and generosity looks like, because it seems to be lost at times in this world. And I've always wanted to make sure that my son had that foundation inside of him. But as you said, Dr. Arlette, it's one thing to share that. It's another thing to take action on it. And we had a day very similar to the story you just told, when we were out and about. Josh was probably about 10 years old. And we were out and we went into a restaurant, and there was a homeless person that was sitting out there. And one of the things I always taught Josh is that we never really understand or really know what their stories really are. You know, there's some people who are in that place out of, you know, just no fault of their own, situations in life have happened, and you never know what their stories are, but we should always be kind to them. And so I gave Josh some money, and he went into the restaurant we were at, and he went and got some food, and we went outside, and we just said hello to this person and gave them some food. And it was amazing to see their eyes light up when they saw this food. But more importantly, it was amazing to see what happened inside of my own son, that he got to experience what kindness and generosity is to somebody in that position who really didn't have the ability to give any of that back other than smiling and saying thank you. And I think that was his first experience in his life of all the things I've tried to teach him, and actually seeing it come to fruition in the action that he took in that moment.
Oh my goodness, what a wonderful daddy you are. Can you adopt me? I mean, it's like, that was really good. Thank you. That was really inspiring. I appreciate that story. Lucky young man your Josh is.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Arlette.
Of course. I have another question that I'm thinking about, and this is one that I'm especially interested in as well. Can you share perhaps how you maybe either use kindness as either a method or goal in the working with your own clients in your training system?
Oh, sure, absolutely. You know, I had a situation come up one day when I was doing one of my live events, and I had a gentleman that came up to me at one of the breaks, and I could tell he was a little bit discouraged and disgruntled. And, you know, I'd asked him what was wrong, and he went on to tell me the story that one of his teammates that were there with him had earned this promotion that he had been working on for so long, and they had earned it before he did. And he noticed that he started to get frustrated. He was actually a little bitter and resentful about the whole thing. And I felt that this was my opportunity to turn that around for him. And I said to him, I said, you know, there promotion doesn't mean that they're more talented than you are, and it doesn't mean that they're better than you. It just means that they've done more of the right things over a longer period of time than you have. I said, but this is your opportunity for you to show generosity and kindness to the person who promoted and celebrate in their success, so that one day when this is you, when it happens to you, that person will reciprocate the same generosity and kindness that you show them in their moment of success. And as I told him that, I could see his whole body language kind of change. And he said, wow, you know, I never really thought about it like that. And I said, you know, there's nothing bad that happens when you show kindness to other people, even if they're doing things that you thought you should have done already, because one day that will come back to you if you give it out first. And I really do believe that in that moment, it kind of changed his mindset and got him to look at the situation a little bit differently, that we can show kindness to everybody regardless of what the situation might be.
Yeah. And I think sometimes I love that story. I could feel a shift just imagining myself in his shoes and hearing you say that. That was a wonderful response. And I think it includes also, it seems that his thoughts were not being kind to himself in particular. And you did a great job of shifting his mindset as that is part of your work, shifting his mindset to being self-kind. And I think that's a very important thing. Really great. Thank you for sharing that. I see we have a caller. I'm just going to see if this caller. Hello, caller. What is your name?
Hi, I'm Christine.
Hi, Christine. You are on the air with Jerry Roizentool and Dr. Arlette. Do you have a question or comment for us?
I do. Well, hello, Dr. Arlette and Jerry, and thank you so much for taking my call. I'm really glad. I mean, we're talking about kindness, and we have a business coach on the line, because my question is, I work in an office environment. We have, I don't know, maybe about 40 different people on our floor, and I've been there for a couple of years, and for the most part, people are generally kind, pleasant to be around, but there are about 4 or 5 people in my office that they just have a nasty demeanor. They're not friendly, and it doesn't matter. I always try to kill them with kindness approach. And I've been there 2 years, and it's like, how long do you keep trying with people? Sometimes it's easier to like just kind of pretend that they're not there rather than saying hello and being kind like I prefer to do. And how do you deal with people like that without like sacrificing your own integrity and acting, you know, and not treating them as nicely as I would treat somebody else? It's getting really difficult the longer I'm there, and they don't seem to change their attitude at all.
Okay, that's a wonderful question. Go ahead, Jerry, please. You are the guru on this one.
Well, Christine, that's a wonderful question, and I have obviously been in that situation before many, many times myself. And one of the things that we have to remember is that, first of all, we're not responsible for other people's attitudes or actions. We're only responsible for our own. We have to remember that first. Secondly, we have to remember that, just like I was talking about this homeless person, every single person has their own story, their own upbringing, their own experiences, and not all of them are very good. And many times, many of these people have not been shown the kindness in their own lifetime that we would hope that they would show to us. So even though they might not be responding the way that you wish they would, the kindness that you're showing them anyway could be making a difference in their daily life and in their own mindset. And so whatever you do, always do it with that kindness, even if it's not being returned to you, because you never know what seed you're planting in somebody else's life that is going to experience what kindness looks like, maybe for the first time in their life. And you know, I always believe, though, you got to draw the line somewhere. And if someone's treating you poorly, you have to stand up for yourself, but you can also do that in kindness as well, and show people what it looks like through your actions.
Yeah.
That's really,
and
really good.
That is really awesome. You're right, Christine. I love that. And the only thing, Christine, that I would add to that, because I'm an inner life coach, so I'm coming at it from a completely different thing. I would start out in the same place that Jerry talks about. Remember who you are. So remember that whatever it is they're going through, whatever their story is, as Jerry said, it is not a judgment about who you are. So keep remembering that you are this kind, happy person within, and their stuff is their stuff. And the way that you care about them best is to let them have it. And as Jerry said, lay seeds for the kindness and happiness just by being who you are. You don't have to be anything more than just that. They are not your responsibility.
That's so good. Thank you so much. And you know what came to my mind as you were talking, that maybe I'm the only person being kind to them at all, because when people act like that, a lot of times people shut them out completely and stop trying. And if I continue to try, maybe I'm the only person that is ever nice to them. So that's an honor, I guess.
There you go. That's awesome. That's a really great thing to take. Well, I hope you'll stay in touch with Jerry, because he's got some great stuff going on. And thank you, Christine, so much. That was a wonderful question.
You're welcome. Thank you, Dr. Arlette. Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome.
And Jerry, we're just about out of time. I want to ask you if you could give us a couple of sentences about your wonderful summit that's coming up.
Yes, I'm doing a all-day leadership development training summit on Saturday, July 13th at the Hilton Hotel in Costa Mesa, California. And we are going to work on developing our leadership skills from the inside out. And this is for anyone in any profession, in any background, that wants to learn how to develop or grow their existing leadership, which to me, leadership is everything in life and in business. And so it's going to be a great event. And if they'd like to get some more information, they can go to my website that you mentioned, championmentorship.com, under the events tab, and they'll be able to get all the information on the event on July 13th.
Oh, that sounds like such a wonderful thing. Plus Costa Mesa. I mean, you know, who doesn't want to go there anyway, right?
Right.
So, it's a beautiful little town right on the coast in Southern California. Can we get any better than that, right?
That's right.
So, Jerry,
absolutely.
I want to say I hope that we can have you back on the show. It's really been great sharing this time with you. I'll look forward to when you can, or whenever it is that we can do something, some kind of work, and share our gift out there in the world together. And in the meantime, I want to remind everybody to connect with Jerry at championmentorship.com. And the name again is Jerry Roizentul, Roizentul. Thank you, Jerry. It's been awesome having you with me today. Great stuff.
Thank you, Dr. Arlette. It's been an honor and a privilege, and I do look forward to doing this with you again in the near future.
Thank you. Now, I want to let everybody else know that you can find me, my books, and this podcast every week at my website, listenwithin.org. You can also find me on Facebook and Twitter, and soon I will have a presence on Instagram as well. Whoa, so watch out, world, because here comes kindness in the form of Dr. Arlette. Anyway, I just want to let you all know, in the meanwhile, for all your days and nights, be the kindness you want to see in the world.